The High Court sitting in Saldanha Bay on Tuesday heard contradictory claims of Raquel Kelly Smith's parenting and her state of mind after the disappearance of her daughter Jocelyn Smith in February 2024. The first witness of the day, Kelly Ziggers, whose mother had employed Smith as a domestic worker, testified that she didn't seem to lose any sleep on the night her child went missing.
Yeah, Kelly didn't sleep, but I couldn't sleep.
Kelly slept, my lord, but I couldn't fall asleep.
I had my lord yell and by her, gekyk van, sy doen nie slaap werk, en ek kon nie.
I was just watching over here that stage because she could sleep, I could not.
Why could you not sleep?
Kom kon nie slaap.
Ek weet nie van gevoel aan persoos as my kind wat weg is.
Ek kan know. Nie. I had a feeling as if the child lost, it was my child.
Ek kon nie eers die dinsdag eet by die werkie.
I couldn't even eat Tuesday at work.
En die woensdagoggend het ek nog soos aan met Kelly aangegaan. Kelly, paraat, paraat, asseblief, wat gaan aan? Voor wie beskerm sy van, ek kon sien iets, sy sê as jy half nie.
That matter, Wednesday morning, my lord, I spoke to Kelly more than once. So Kelly, can you speak? Speak, please. Who are you protecting? Because I could see she was not herself.
Van ek het vir gesê, is sy nie een ma wat kan aanvoel? Oor jou kind of van sy die rechter emoties getoond tyd het vir my nie van.
Because I wanted to know from you, from her actual mother who can feel. Because at that stage she didn't show any emotions.
Also on Tuesday, the court heard reports drafted by social workers from the Department of Social Development dating back to 2016 when the Smith family became known to them. Reading the reports by her colleagues, social worker Silizi Wembambo said Kelly's maternal grandmother had approached them about her granddaughter's drug abuse and the abuse of her oldest child, a boy whom she threatened to stab.
Prior to Londo, bekufike umakhulu kaMama Smith ngala February 2016.
This services was asked. Prior to this,
The maternal grandmother of Miss Kelly Smith. According to the file contents, ebe ehlukumeza uri Queen.
As far as that is concerned, the information from the file was that Miss Smith was abusing the girl.
Umakhulu waye wakhankanya ukuba umama ebe neglecta umntana wakhe omdala.
The mother said that the mother was neglecting the child.
Kwaye kukhankanywe kwi report ekhoyo that ebe mthuka lo mntana.
In the report, it contains that she was swearing with the child.
Kwaye ingathi usithwa uya threatenisha. Ukuba uza mhlaba.
Mbambo's first encounter with Smith was in 2024 when she was assigned to them 4 days after Jocelyn's disappearance. She explained how she encountered a traumatized and emotional mother whom friends described as an imperfect but loving mother.
We assessment yam ke nje ngonhlalonhle ndambona kuba umama utraumatized ngolahlekelwa ngumntana.
My assessment as a social worker, my lord, I picked up that the mother was traumatized because of the loss of the child.
Kuba kwi engagement yam waye emotional.
Because during her engagement she was emotional.
Qhubekekile ke bethetha abahlobo bakhe besitsho kuba umama uSmith ungumama akangomama operfect.
The friends carried on saying that that Miss Smith isn't the perfect mother.
Kuba besitsho kuba besebenzisa iziyobisi.
Drugs.
Kodwa ebengumama onothando.
But she was a loving mother.
The trial continues on Wednesday. Reporting for Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.